Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the healing hour, and I'm telling you, I have a very, very, very special guest. And before we get to the special guest, as always, I got to let you know where we are and what we're doing. We are live on blogtalkradio.com. That is / Purpose Kingdom. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Call in 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. I'm telling you, I always have guests, but this one is a big deal because she's about 4'11".
Watch yourself in 5 feet.
But she's about 7 foot of work. You hear me? Now, before I always have my special guest on, I always give a word of encouragement. Listen, there was a man who the Bible said in Mark 5 had legions of demons. He had a lot of problems. Even so, he was chained to a graveyard because he would cut himself, and the people were afraid. He would not only just cut himself, but he would harm somebody else. So he was chained to a graveyard as a cutter. That sounds like daily depression. That sounds like somebody's situation right now. But when Jesus came to the man and delivered him, he wanted to follow Christ. But you know what Jesus said? Go and tell people about what happened to you. Brothers and sisters of the Lord, somebody right now has been delivered, has been set free. It tells somebody else. Share your story. Let somebody else know the victory that you have so that they can get over it. And right now, this is what the healing hour is for. This is the whole purpose of the show, so that somebody else can get the victory from your story. All right, so we are about to introduce to you my special friend and special guest, Elder Alicia Cooper. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you? I'm nervous.
Oh, so this is how you gonna come on? I'm good. How are you? Bless the Lord.
I'm nervous. Wow. Give me a moment. You know I'll be back to normal. Give me a moment.
Listen,
like, I've never been on a radio show before. This is a big deal.
Listen, you were only on the air with about 50 different countries in the United States. It's okay. It's
not at all.
It's easy. It is nothing that's going to bother you. You can do this. But what? I always ask my guests the same exact question. I mean, I never have like a new plan. It's the same thing. But somehow God does something different every time. And I always ask them, what's your testimony? What has God brought you through? So, Alicia, I'm going to give you the time, and I'm going to let you tell people your testimony. What has God brought you through?
Well, for starters, I am a survivor of abuse in many facets of the word abuse. A couple different domestic violence relationships where the Lord had restored me after being in them for a few years, having surgery on my face because someone cracked the I had what was called an orbital floor fracture or blowout fracture. Is when the floor of the eye is pretty much shattered.
Wow.
And I had one of the greatest plastic surgeons and reconstructive surgeons that restored my face back to normal. The only reason why I know is because I experienced it, and my scars are on the inside.
Wow.
So you can't look at me and tell what I've been through. But if I move my eyelid, I can see the scar from the surgery. I've had my hip knocked out of place. I have, you know, I was sexually abused. I've been spiritually abused. but the Lord has allowed me to have the platform to speak about my abuse to help somebody else, you know, who's in that same situation. Thank the Lord that I got to a place where I started thinking better of myself. I started loving myself. I remember being in the last abusive situation as far as physical, and one of the young ladies that I knew, she stayed with me until I was strong enough to be in my house by myself without making a phone call, without inviting him back over, without doing all these things, because she saw the calling of the Lord on my life, and she refused to allow me to be killed. So I was blessed to have someone who was willing to pour into me while I was in the midst of those things. But unfortunately for me, I went from one abusive situation to another abusive situation. Just because somebody don't hit you don't mean they're not abusing you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I went to the verbal and the emotional abuse, and it was something. But God managed to constantly have somebody there to minister to me who went through it, so that I could go back out and minister to someone else who's been through the same things. You know, I tell people, listen, I am a survivor. If you think you can't survive what I've been through, look at me, because I am hope. I am the hope.
Wow.
If you look at your situation, you think you can't get out, just look at me. I am hope. I am what God brought out of that type of situation to show that, look, you can do it. You know, it's not easy. You definitely need a great support system, but ultimately, you need the Lord to help you out of something like that.
And I've heard your story before. You know, we've had some, you know, talking about it, but, you know, it's amazing how God, you know, He delivers us. And I remember we were talking, and I said, you know, out of everything you've been through, you've managed not to be bitter. You've managed to still be happy, to still love God, and you came out like still loving. And that was just like the amazing part of all this, because a lot of people don't come out your situation, you know, still smiling, you know, still, you know, looking forward to something, and it's just amazing. I remember the first time we met. And I gave a testimony about having, and out of the clear blue, I don't know who this little short lady came out of nowhere and said, you tapped me, I'm all tall, you tapped me on my shoulder. You said, excuse me, I heard the testimony, and I have congestive heart failure too, and I got about, like, you said, I think it was 3% or 10% more, and you said, and about 10% of my heart worked, and you was just giving me your testimony. You said, and if I can beat it, you can beat it too. I said, who is this lady? And where is she coming from? And it was just, from right there, it was like, you know what? I see somebody who's bold, who you've done been through fire, and you've proven yourself. And I said, and I always joke about you preaching, because I love when you preach. I said, you're about 4 feet tall, you jumping up, and you standing tall, and I mean, you going too. It's just nothing but God over you. All right, so we have to get through these questions, because, you know, as an elder in the ministry, you know, we were always talking about challenges. You know, you and I talked about, you know, different roads we've had to take, and, you know, the challenges of being different. But you've had a challenge that I will never, ever face, and unfortunately, the challenge of being a woman in ministry. And you still beat the odds. can you just like just tell me about how your challenges in your, you know, in your calling, and how are you willing or able to sustain despite the challenges of your calling?
Well, before I answer that, I want to go back to something you said a little bit earlier.
Okay.
I was bitter.
Mm.
For a time, I was bitter. I was very unforgiving.
Mm.
And the smile that y'all saw wasn't the smile that I actually had.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord had to really deal with me. I had got to a season where I was like, Lord, I don't want to love nobody ever again. I don't want to be bothered with nobody. You can keep these people. And he had to really, really deal with me. For starters, it was that scripture, if you don't forgive your brethren, then I can't forgive you. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. So I had to allow God to really, like, really deal with me and to cleanse me, because, man, I could cut you off faster than you could say your own name. But, you know, God had to really, really, really deal with me about that, because as an elder, I still had to deal with some people who hurt me.
Right.
I still had to pray for people who hurt me as a woman in ministry. Sometimes it can be. Now, I can't speak for every woman. I'm going to talk about myself. Okay?
Okay.
It was difficult for me at times because of the fact that I was not only a woman, but the background that I came from and my my history and the things that people knew about me, they couldn't look past the things that they knew to be able to really see me as a woman of God that God was developing.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
So I went through.
And you ain't got to be jaded. You can go deeper. You ain't got to sugarcoat nothing. You can go deep. Listen, this is not no candy-coated show. You can go as deep as you want. You ain't got sugarcoat nothing over here. All right?
I found myself in a position a lot of times where in order for some men, in order for me to get ahead, they wanted sexual favors. And I wasn't into
wow.
that. Ever was I into that. And they would say things like, well, if you're planning to get ahead, this is what you have to do because I have the connections. And my response was always, I don't need your connections, because if God has it for me, I'm going to get there.
Right.
You know,
right.
I have to trust God enough that I don't have to do anything with you to go to get ahead. First of all, when you backdoor stuff and you try to go around to get ahead, you find yourself back in the position that you was in the first place.
Right. Matter of fact, back further.
When I was a kid, they used to always say cheaters never prosper. And in the beginning, it always looked like cheaters won.
It always looked
like the cheaters won. But once you investigate, once you go through the background, the cheater ended up disqualified.
Wow.
And the thing that they won or thought that they won, now they had to forfeit it because of the route that they chose to go and do a thing. So I refuse to backdoor anything. If God didn't put me there, I'm not going. If God didn't open a door for me to go preach somewhere, I wasn't going.
Right.
I was not doing anything with somebody else so I can get ahead, because I do not believe in that.
Wow. I mean, like, just hearing, like, you know, before we even started the show, our producer, Brother Rob, was saying, you know, because we were sharing the story, and was saying, I can't believe that a woman in this generation is still dealing with this, being proposed and hit on by men of the cloth, by men of the gospel, by men who are in predominant roles, and, you know, given ultimatums and you know, all types of foolishness, and sometimes even they tear you down when you don't go ahead with what they ask for. And it's crazy how we still have to deal with that. We're still dealing with that. Another pastor friend of mine, his denomination is still having conversations about female pastors in 2020. They are still organizing platforms to discuss female pastors. And I can't even find the words for it. It doesn't make any sense how we're still dealing with this, not even the pastoral thing. We're still dealing with the misogyny. We're still dealing with the bigotry of men in the gospel. And it makes my job a lot harder. And it makes a lot of other men who are, who are faithful, who are doing the right thing, it makes their job even harder. Like, I'll give you an example, and then I'm going to get right back to your testimony. There has been a real big thing as far as laying hands, and it's gotten to the point where men have said, you know what, I will pray for women, but I'm not laying hands anymore. And I'm one of those men. I'm extremely, extremely cautious. I'll ask, hey, may I lay hands on you? Or if I'm praying or altar call, I make sure I have a female minister, female pastor present, and pray with a woman. And I think it should be like that, because I think that it's proper protocol and nothing gets misconstrued. But men have had to take a lot of precautions because there are men out here who are really just making a bad name for the men and women of God in the gospel. And sorry to say, in the generation that we're in, there are women out here who are doing the same thing.
Amen.
So, just being clear, there's women out here who are doing, it's women gatekeepers out here. And I still have yet to understand this idea that you're going to be a gatekeeper in the body of Christ, in the house of God, when everybody who was ordained by the blood of Jesus Christ, and there were, matter of fact, if we look at the Bible, the scholars versus the commoners, the commoner outweighed the scholar every single time when it came to the mighty move of God. Peter, common man, fisherman, and yet still we have gatekeepers. Come on, let's be real. But back to your testimony and just talking about, the experiences you've had with other pastors and you, like I said, you still overcome that. How did you get to the point where you were able to just still love God, still preach the gospel? And like you said, you dealt with bitterness, you dealt with anger. How were you able to get over that hump? Because that's a big deal. People need to know how to get over, not over, how to win, defeat that battle.
For starters, I never gave up. Even when I wanted to, the Lord would not allow me to give up. I remember being ordained and I shared this with you before, and I was being ordained, and the catechizer wanted to mess with me, and I nicely said, no, I'm okay, and he was going to purposely fail me.
Wow.
So I wouldn't get my papers. And at that time, I had no filter, and I was like, listen, let me tell you something, but you're not going to do is hold me back because you feel some type of...
You have a filter now.
I do have a filter. I have much more of a filter than I had before, trust me. And I had to really sit back and be reminded that, if you stand still, and, the Lord will fight your battle.
Right.
And although, there was a pastor in there that stood up for me. Didn't do everything that could have been done, because they took a lot of points away from me, but I still passed to get my ordination, and I answered every question correctly. But because of that situation, they deducted points from me. And I was okay with it after a while.
Yeah.
Because what I had to learn was I have to fight for what God called me to do. I'm not like everybody else. Things don't just come easy to me.
Right.
But
hold up. Before I let you loose, I just want to let you know that we have a caller on the line, somebody who wants to talk to you. All right. So, caller, are you with us?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm speaking with.
This is Michelle Hines. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Do you have do you have a question for our guest?
I don't have a question. I oh man, because I just got off of Zoom. Talking with some ladies. You know, some of them was just talking about their experiences. You know, they had COVID-19 and stuff like that. And my heart was just racing and pounding. And, you know, I had to get off because I had to calm myself down. But I just don't even know what to say to this young lady. Like, she's such an inspiration. And I just got this twice in one night. So whoever's saying that there's not a God, they need to go live on the land or somewhere by themselves. Because I just got, three ladies that had the COVID-19. There was three testimonies, and this one, like, God is awesome. God is awesome. That's all I can say.
Wow.
You know, because
that's all you need to say. That's beautiful.
You know.
That is awesome.
And I give all praises to her, and I will, you know, keep her in my prayers. And,
amen.
You know, just keep your head strong. Just keep your head up and just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, we all been a victim of something. You know, I've been a victim of a lot of things too. But, you know, just listening to her, I was ready to cry. But, you know, I'm tired of crying.
I'm, okay.
I'm all cried out. I'm tired of crying, you know, dealing with, you know, this little scary situation. But, you know, I know that I have to calm down and relax because if that don't take me out, stress will. So, you know, I have to be strong for myself, my children, and, you know, I just wanted to tell the young lady that, you know, I really commend you. You know, that some people try to take their lives, some, you know, people don't know how to deal with a lot of things. So I really commend her and just, you know, give her my whole heart.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
And she just continue to remain strong and just keep being, I can't see you, but you're beautiful anyway.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Amen, amen. Elder, you got anything you wanted to say back to her? Want to just, you know, encourage her?
You know, when you're going through it and things around you are at a place where it seems like you talk to somebody and they're hurt about something, and you talk to somebody else and they're hurt about something, and you listen to different people and it seems like they have more negative to say than positive. That stuff begins to weigh on your spirit. And sometimes, you know, the Bible says that we are to, you know, lay aside every weight. And not only that, you know, to cast our burdens unto the Lord, you know, and that's what I would definitely encourage you to do in this moment. Just cast all of the stuff that you heard on tonight and the people that you heard their stories and it made you get to the point where you want to cry. Just cry out to the Lord for those people and cast that on Him so you don't find yourself carrying other people's burdens. It's not for us to carry it. It's for us to give it back to the Lord. So that's the one thing. And thank you for saying how that I'm beautiful, although you can't see me. Beauty is not only how cute I look on the face, but But if I can't see, get you to see my beauty on the inside, then there's not
Amen.
Much beauty there. So
Amen.
I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right, babe. We have another caller because she, I knew once you jumped on, things were going to get crazy. So we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you with us? Who is this? Bless
Hello?
You. Hey, who
Hello?
Is this?
Am I on this driver hall?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Are on. You are my speaker.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
is this Minister Jaza?
Yes,
it is.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my.
Woo! I was getting on this call tonight. I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord. Sir, how are you feeling? How are you
feeling? I'm feeling magnificent.
All right. We were praying for you, man of God. We were really praying for you, and we knew that you were going to overcome, and I knew you was going to get back to yourself. When you ain't answer
Absolutely.
My phone call, when I tell you, I said, I'm going to blow your phone up.
You was about to tell me off. Lord Jesus. Alicia, you
but
better
sir,
get
do you have something to say to our guest, Elder
yes,
Alicia
I do.
Cooper?
Mm-hmm. This powerful woman of God, let me tell y'all something. I ever since I met Alicia Cooper, Elder, let me give respect, Elder Alicia Cooper. She spoke in my life, I mean, since day one. I mean, I can remember one time when I was in service and she was speaking over people's lives, right? I just sat there
wow.
and I said, I'm not doing this today. And I was walking out the church door.
You were walking out the church?
I was walking out, I going to the other side, inside the daycare side of the church. And she didn't know me that well, but she knew me enough to know that God wanted her to say something to me. She called me straight out in the middle of the whole church. Do you remember that, Elder?
I've had so many encounters with you.
When I tell you, she spoke into my life, and the things that I'm experiencing now are things that were spoken then. And I'm telling you, I was
wow.
in my teenage years. I was a youth in a youth group. This when my cousin Kalana, she was over us in ministry. This was
wow.
this was years ago. I'm talking over 10. So I just know that God, woman, man, boy, or girl, I just know that this woman of God is straight, it comes from directly from what she says, comes directly from the Holy Spirit, and God leads her. Because let me tell you here, for me to be here today and still remember what was said then and is
right.
happening, is prospering, all I can do is give thanks to God. All I can do is give thanks to Elder here for being obedient to the words that were spoken through her by the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So, listen, you know, we get mixed up in, you know, what ladies not supposed to preach in pulpits and this, that, and the third. God used who he need to use to get his message across. And who are we to say that women cannot be up in the pulpit? God, he used anybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
I say thank you, Jesus, for still she's still able to, and she's still walking, and she's still doing the work of the Lord. And I know her from years ago. You know,
wow.
she's still doing the work of the Lord even to this day. And the relationship has grew tighter over the year. We haven't been a long time. Not that we had anything against each other or anything, but it's just that we connected closer, you know, since last year, since the passing of my sister. But it was it's like God is just really with this woman of God. And, you know, encourage her to keep pressing no matter what the enemy I throw at. I encourage her because she is truly a woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you. Love you.
Absolutely. And I love you both.
All right.
All right.
Listen, I had Jaza on the show, and he tore this whole show I'm telling you, that man's testimony, that young man's testimony of where he was, and I knew him. I knew him when he was in that lifestyle. I knew him before his deliverance. And now, just to see the process that God is putting him through, man, it's exciting. You see God work. Like, you just see God working through him. And it's just amazing. And look at you talking about something. I done laid hands, and I done spoke to so many people's lives, and I didn't say that.
I said I spoke to him. Now, don't do that to me. Please don't put me out there like that. That was him that said that, not me. If I could just say something, number one, Jaza really had me teary eyed over here. I'm not gonna cry. But
yes, you are.
I'm really not today. to know that the ministry that God placed on the inside of me impacted him like that is an awesome thing.
Right.
I remember Jaza when Jaza was a kid, and I was going over to Holy Temple, and I think at the time I was ministering in dance, then preached over there a few times and everything, and it was just an awesome call on his life even then, you know. And so to see him and to hear that I played a vital role in that by being obedient to God, that humbles me even more. You know, he mentioned, like, me being a woman. I tell people all the time, if you allow me to go for a moment.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Let's just be real. The word was carried by a woman.
Yeah. Wow.
God overshadowed Mary and impregnated her with the word.
Wow.
And then she carried the word for 9 months. And the inside of her, that word was developing. And then she had to go through some pain to deliver the word. She didn't only deliver the word, she taught the word. And then she sent the word out. And when she sent the word out, the word did what it was sent out to do. It was sent out to heal. He was sent out to deliver. He was sent out to raise the dead. He was sent out to save, to set free. Those were the things that he was sent out to do. But it started because a woman carried the word. Well, who's the word? The word is Jesus Christ.
Wow.
John says it best. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So if God graced a woman enough to carry the word and to send that word out, then why can't I carry the word? Why can't I preach the word? Not only that, when Jesus raised from the dead, he met a woman first.
Come on.
He told her to go tell the that I am risen. And they went to the man, told the man that Christ did exactly what he said. He said, in 3 days, I will get up. And they didn't believe that the word that Christ gave them was real. Like, they didn't even believe it. They didn't believe he was real.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman already experienced.
Wow.
She had already experienced Christ in his resurrected state before the man was even in a position to receive what he did on their own. They had to run back to the tomb to see if the tomb was empty. He was talking to two men on the road, and they didn't even realize who he was talking to. They didn't realize they were talking to Jesus. He revealed himself, and one of the disciples said, listen, unless I see his denial print in his hands and on his side, I can't believe that this even happened.
Wow.
But the woman did.
Yep. Yeah. What did I tell you? I said 11 grown men was hired. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I told you.
I said, listen, you got the floor to do whatever you need to do. I knew you was going to preach. I knew you were going to preach. I didn't start this just because I thought we was going to have a regular conversation. No, there's a word in you. And here's the thing. What you just said, I've never heard it like that. You know, I've preached that story so many times. But that way, I've never heard it like that. I'm stealing it. I'm just going to let you know. But That's all right.
You know, we steal from each other anyway. That's all we do.
All the time.
Borrowing sex.
But seriously, in all seriousness,
man, like,
right.
If you look in the, throughout the Bible, you got Rahab.
Mm-hmm.
God
wow.
used her to hide the spies. And then she ended up married, you know, to one of the Israelites. You
wow.
got Ruth, who wasn't supposed to be a part of she wasn't supposed to be Boaz's wife, period.
Right.
But she found favor. Queen Esther, who told her people, listen, if I die, let me die, but I'm going to go before the king on your behalf. She didn't know if she was going to find favor or not, but she went before the king on the behalf of her people.
Wow.
So if they can do it.
Yeah.
I'm a retreat.
I mean, come on. There were women judges in the Bible. There were.
Yes, Deborah's my favorite.
Deborah's your favorite.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Listen, man, how about that? Deborah went to
right.
a man to tell him what to do, and the man was too scared to go by himself that he had to take her with him. But
wow.
the victory was supposed to be given to a man, but the Bible says he gave it to a woman.
Oh, see?
Let's not walk through that Old Testament because, you know, Old Testament is my baby.
Now we're going to walk through it. We're going to walk through it because that this has to be told. And it's a shame, like you said, it's a shame that we're still talking about this, that we're still having this conversation as much as we've seen the power of God flow through anybody. And we're still having these conversations. And it's a conversation that we're going to continue to have until we see the significant change. And matter of fact, we're still going to have it after that because we ain't going to let people forget it. You know, there's a young generation of prophets, of women who are coming up, and they're coming up through everything. They're dealing with abuse. They're dealing with alternative lifestyles and misogyny, and they're dealing with, you know, not feeling good enough, not feeling like themselves. They're coming in, you know, a mother of you know, children out of wedlock. They still need love, and they still need protection, and they still need guidance. And the church as a whole, I'm being honest with you, the church as a whole, we have battered our women. We have created a lineage of women who hurt other women inside the church.
Amen.
And we need to develop a different pattern on how we love people. You know, when I do like youth groups and stuff, I tell people all the time, I said, do you know why the older person acts like that towards you? You know, your skirt too short, you this, you that, you that. Why you act like that? You know why they act like that? Because somebody treated them like that. And the pattern hasn't been broken. The cycle hasn't been broken. So what we have to do is we have to break the cycle, and we have to show real love. You can correct people in love and in kindness. You can show somebody there's a new way, a different way, a better way in love and in kindness. This whole idea of you have to be hard all the time, and aggressive all the time, it doesn't always work. Now, there's some people that need that. But we have to learn how to be gentle. We have to learn how to be meek. We have to exude the fruits of the Spirit, and not just on men, on women too. Because honestly, women, we tear our women down and we expect them to still serve. And we verbally abuse our women in church, and then we expect them to still be there every week. In some capacity. And if we be honest, if we be completely honest, if it wasn't for the woman, the church would be weaker than what it is. because 60% of most memberships are women. Matter of fact, it's
so
higher than that.
But
yeah. And we have to have this conversation. So, it is a little early because I want to get some more things into the show. But so Elder, it's a part of the show called The Call to Salvation. And we believe this is the most important part of the show because out of all the things we said, all the stories we said, you know, shared, the bottom line to all of this is Jesus saves. And there's no point in doing all this talking if we're not telling people that Jesus saves. So we call this the most important part of the show, is where we introduce someone to Jesus Christ and with the expectation that they receive him as their Lord and Savior. And I always tell people, it's very simple. It's so easy. All we have to do is confess with our mouths and believe in our heart, not only that he raised from the dead, but that we are sinners, that we are sinners and understand that we are fallen, and that he died for our sins, and that he rose, and that he's coming back for us. And then we ask him to come into our hearts, cleanse us, and then we say, can you be the Lord of my life? It's so easy. It's a confession. God didn't ask you to do nothing impossible. He didn't have this. There was this confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. So what we are going to do, we're going to pray, because I believe that someone did that. Someone said, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. I'm a sinner, and I know that you died for my sins and you rose for my sins. And I know that you're coming back to me. Can you be the Lord of my life? So right now, we're about to pray. And then after we pray, I'm going to ask Elder to just give another word of encouragement, and then we're going to go straight into the announcements. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for raising the voices. You're also raising the dead spirited. That those who are dead in their minds, those who are dead in their faith, and God, you're still raising the dead. So right now, God, there's somebody who's listening, somebody who feel like life has beat them down and they have no hope. They feel like they've done so much that they can't come back, and they feel like they're cast away. But God, you always said those are the people you want. You wanted the lost. You wanted the hurt. You wanted the hungry. And God, I ask that you send your spirit to every soul who wants you. Open up their hearts, but also open up their ears. Open up their mouths so that they can receive you. And we believe that someone has made that declaration. So God, begin to bless their homes, protect them, protect their health right now in the midst of all this pandemic. God, be in their houses, and you be a healer, be a deliverer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I believe that someone heard that prayer and that someone received it. And the Bible says when one person gets saved, heaven rejoices. So right now, heaven is throwing a party, because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now I'm about to give it to Elder. I said Pastor.
Watch yourself.
Elder.
Watch yourself.
I'm about to give it to Elder, and she's going to talk for a few minutes. And then right after she begins to talk, we're going to go right into it. Elder, the floor is yours. How can you encourage people right now?
You specifically asked me how could I encourage someone who is going through pain. The biggest answer for that is don't give up. The Bible says that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life, and to give you life more abundantly. It's the enemy's job to make you focus on the pain but not focus on the gift that God has for you. One thing that I can say on how I overcame everything that I went through besides God is I had to get to a place where I stopped running. Every time it hurt, I would run. Every time I, especially in church, if I got hurt in church, my mentality was, I don't have to deal with this. It's too many churches. So I would go to another church, and I would get hurt, and I would go to another church, and I would get hurt. And I would go somewhere else, and I would get hurt, until I realized I needed to chill because the Lord was trying to show me something, and he was trying to prepare me when it came to ministry and what God called me to do. But in order for me to minister effectively, I had to first endure the hurt. In order for Christ to save us, he had to go through to the cross. He had to go through that whole process. He had to be around people he knew was going to betray him. He had to be around people he knew was going to deny him. He had to be around people he knew was going to doubt him, question what he did. He had to do that in order for him to be pushed into his destiny, and his destiny was the cross. So in order for me to get where I needed to be to minister to someone effectively, there was some hurt that I had to endure, and I couldn't give up. I couldn't look at my hurt and say, God didn't call me to do this. But I could look at my hurt and say, you know what, Lord, thank you for the hurt, because the hurt is just pushing me to where I need to be. I had to start looking at it differently. I had to stop looking at it as an attack from God and look at it as, God, you know what, even in this, you still deserve the glory. Even in this, you still is going to use it for your glory. Even in this, God, if I don't make it out on the other side, I know that there was something in this for me to learn. Here again, the three Hebrew boys, they were thrown in the fiery furnace. But in the midst of it, God was still with them. He was still with them to protect them. And even though you might be in a place of hurt or a place of pain, God is still with you to protect you. And when you are brought out of it, remember that your testimony is the one thing that you overcome with. Never be ashamed to tell your testimony. Never be ashamed to tell people where God brought you from. Never be ashamed of what you went through, because what you went through is taking you to where you're going to.
Amen.
Never be ashamed of who you were, because who you were developed you to who you are.
Wow. Thank you.
In order for you to stand, you got to stand with God.
Yeah.
And be confident. Listen, here's the other thing. Love you. Nobody's going to love you more than you and God. And until you love you, you can't love others properly. But even in the midst of the hurt, still love you. I might be going through this, but I love me enough that I'm going to do what God called me to do. No, I'm not saying stay in an abusive situation. That is not what I'm saying. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He asked the Lord to remove it 3 times, and the Lord said no. He said, but my grace is sufficient, which means even though you're hurting right now, that thorn that you have is buffeting you to be something greater, and my grace is with you to carry you through it, because when you are weak, that's when I'm made strong. And I'm gonna let it go right there, because I can say a whole lot more right now. And I'm a preacher. You allow us to talk to you a little bit.
All right. So, listen, right now somebody is listening, and the Lord is telling me somebody is listening, and they think because they're hurting, God isn't with them. But the Bible says, "Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." It is an oxymoron to celebrate in darkness. But God has called all of us to still have joy even in pain. And there will be a time, there will be a time where the pain will seem like God is missing. The Bible says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. All weapons formed. All weapons hurt. The prosperity of that weapon depends on your faith. The prosperity of that weapon that was formed depends, are you going to let it? Are you going to let it prosper? You have a choice. You can let that thing prosper, or you're going to allow God to let that weapon fall to the ground. Don't allow your pain to separate you from the purpose that God is giving. You can be hurt and still called. And the thing is, when you realize that God is there, don't allow your hurt to push you through your calling. If you believe in Christ, allow him to remove the hurt. We can't preach hurt. We can't preach hurt. Too many of us out here are preaching hurt. We're preaching tainted. We're preaching our struggle. We're not preaching overcoming pride. We're preaching our pain. And all we're doing is passing on our pain. This woman of God just talked for an hour about how she overcame and how she was bitter. She was angry and she wasn't forgiving. And the Lord freed her. And that weapon could have stayed there. That weapon could have stayed for her. But she said she wasn't allowed to continue to prosper in her life. And she did something about it. She gave it to God. And right now you can do the same thing. And I pray that you release it. We are about to have our announcements. Because if we don't have our announcements, we won't preach all over again.
Can I get two seconds, Reverend?
You know what? I'm gonna let you close out. I promise. I'm gonna let you close out. And I'm gonna tell you the time limit that you had to close out, but I'm gonna let you close out. All right. Brother Rob, can you give us our announcement, please, son?
Yes, real quickly. This is a Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank Reverend Burgess and his guest, Elder Cooper for joining us for tonight's show. The word was greatly appreciated that we received tonight, and we hope that everything that was taken from you be restored to you right back tonight. And with that being said, if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Net via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can hear, we can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also like you to invite you to like our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And please feel free to share it with a family member or friend. We greatly appreciate that. We also greatly appreciate those that have called into today's show, whether you're called via phone or you're listening online. We'd like to thank you no matter where you're at in the world. We just thank you for your support and your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Well, guys, well, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Building Foundation with Sister Shekinah Bird. And that is going to be, once again, at the 9 p.m. hour right here on Purpose Kingdom Network with the Building Foundation hosted by Sister Shekinah Bird. And we hope you just feel free to tell a friend. Also, if you need a morning word of inspiration, you can follow any of our social media pages, or you can go on anchor.com or Anchor FM under Purpose Kingdom, where you get a morning word of inspiration. And once again, please feel free to share with a friend about a morning word of inspiration. And we just thank you so much. We thank you for your support. We also just thank those that listen to our replay on our archives. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear the show in its entirety at your convenience. And also, like I said, on our Facebook page, you can also follow the links for our show replay right there over Facebook. And we thank you, and we thank you for your continued support. And with that being said, we're going to hand the show back over to Reverend Burgess.
All right, Elder, you got 3 minutes.
Oh, I can
listen to
me.
You got three. You got 3 minutes, and in
those
3 minutes.
I'll be good.
And you can say what's on your heart, And I want you to also give your information, your church name, your social media, how people can get in contact with you. You got 3 minutes. All right, go.
You said earlier about things being in darkness, and the Lord dropped this scripture in my spirit, Psalm 30, verse 5, for his anger endures but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I just want to encourage you really, really quickly. Remember this. In today's time, the morning starts at midnight. It is still dark, but it's still morning. Joy may come to you in the midst of your darkest situation. Your darkest situation can push you into your joy. So don't get caught up in what looks dark, because even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of all of that, it's still morning time. The darkest part of the day is in the morning.
Wow.
So I just wanted to encourage you just with that right there. I'm on Facebook. My kids told me I'm old, so I don't have IG. but you can my name is Elisha Cooper, Elisha, last name Cooper, Cooper. You can look me up on there, and I will be sure to respond. If you inbox me, I will definitely respond to you. I am from Victory Community Baptist Church of Germantown. We are in T-Town. So, yeah.
All right.
Now,
we have a caller. So somebody just came in, and they want to speak to you. So, caller, are you with us? Praise God. We thank you for calling in.
Oh, praise God. What up, what up, what up? I'm just glad that I got a chance to sit and say something to this powerful woman of God. Wow. Oh, this is awesome. Listen, Brother Art, it is an honor and a joy already to be able to just share the airwaves with you on Thursday night. But bringing fire light. This baby. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's something about taking it from the bottom, man. In the dirt, I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I lived a life, and it was like the funniest part that you're saying is the saddest part right now that I have to go through. I really got to tell my truth. I don't want to tell it.
Why?
I want the people to just see and know me for what it is, because the truth was so bad. But I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to bear it for them, but I look at it and I just call it, I call it post-COVID, pre-COVID. Whatever you was doing back then, I did it 20 years ago. Call it what you want. But I'm here to tell you that God is that good and he's that awesome. And now it is our time. Nobody is going to tell this word like you just told it. Brother Art, did you hear that word? I didn't need to be in nobody's church. We didn't need to be nowhere near nobody's church. And they would have still been able to know what? God is real. You heard what Michelle said? That was like confirmation over confirmation. Keep it up. Keep it up. Thursday night, kill him. You crazy guy. Elder Cooper. Elder Cooper, I'm coming. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to hit you up. Don't even worry about it. We're going to talk.
Okay.
Did she call it? And then the only thing I will say is that I did hear something. You said something about we have to be meek and we got to be soft and we got to be loving and kind. That's what you feel. That's exactly what you for. Stay exactly where
that's
you at. Because right now, some of them need to just hear just like that, straight down the pike and say, what you say? That's exactly what it is.
Man.
And then they'd be like, huh,
what
just happened? You'll figure it out later, but get it. God is good, guys. Keep it up. Oh, I love you.
Keep it up. We're about to close right now, so you might as well stay here for the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that's happened tonight. We thank you for Elder. God, you bless our home. You bless our children. You bless our life, God.
you pour back into her ministry. For everything that she's let out today, God, you just give it back to her hundredfold. God, you increase her right now in this time. And you give her everything. You let her not look for nothing because she's looking to you. And as long as her eyes are on you, you're able to fill her cup, God. So fill her cup continuously. Never let her be empty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down.